guys, welcome to another episode of 10 Minutes or Less with Tommy. Before I go on, quick confessions. Two, actually. Number one, I used the lip balm before I started this podcast. Yes, wait till you hear the second one. I sprayed perfumes. So, yes, you're rolling your eyes and you're like, why is this girl using perfumes before she has her podcast? Guys, there's something that happens when you have a good sense of smell. I promise I'm not smelling. But there's this oozing beautiful feeling of confidence, of energy, poise, when you know you smell nice and you can smell it on yourself. About the lip balm, it's just one of those cute things I like to do. Yes, you should have a lip balm. The weather is dry, I believe. Anyway, I'm abroad, so I don't know what you guys' weather is like. Alright? So yeah, today we're going to talk about something that we all do. Well, if you don't, you have to send us your manual. And I will ask for it. It is, you know that thing you do when you have something to do and you're like, oh, I'm going to do it later. Yes, that thing. Procrastination. Yes, that's it. That is it. Dictionary definition gives it as the action of postponing something to a later time. Guys, you need to see my body language. It's hilarious. But anyway, procrastination. Guys, I was going to do this video yesterday. Trust me, I was going to do it. But guess what? I just told myself, oh my god, there's time. I still have like a whole lot of time to record, whatever, my podcasts, right? So I can always do it tomorrow. That's how I ended up doing it today, my brethren. I was supposed to record this at 12 midnight and just give you the best midnight stuff. But yeah, here we are. If I had told someone that, oh guy, I need to do this. Oh, by the way, I call some of my female friends to guy. Something that I learned from people like Simi. Anyway, so if I had told someone that, oh, okay, I needed to record a podcast, but I don't know, I'm just procrastinating. I'm sure someone would have told me, guy, get on it ASAP and get it done. But guess what? I just decided to keep my mouth shut and not do anything. So since I know that all of us were in the same WhatsApp group, we procrastinate on stuff, I have decided that today I'm going to drag your wigs and your face caps off. Do you understand? And we're going to find a lasting solution to this thing. We cannot keep procrastinating all the days of our lives in 2020. In 2020 was supposed to be a year of getting the game on. And here we are procrastinating like, what? Why? Anyway, guys, I'm a nice chick, so I found quite a number of things that we could do to overcome these things. But first, let's see one of the reasons smart people like us procrastinate. Because trust me, only smart people procrastinate. If you're smart, just drop a comment, say hi, yells, I'm a smart girl, I'm a smart guy. Right, one of the reasons we procrastinate is because we think that we have plenty of time. So someone who has this is the 1st of April, guys. Oh, happy new month. Hi, guys. So let's hope that the month of April has a lot of good stuff for us. And let's try to be productive as well. Right. So one reason people procrastinate is because, time day now. This is the 1st of April. Someone has a deadline of maybe 30th of June. And this is like, I have the whole of April, I have the whole of May, and I have the whole of June. Fam, that's a lot of time. 3 months. let me chill, guy. But see, there's really no time. Because before you know it, you're in the middle of May. And before you know it, it's June 22. Do you get? So, like, let's practical step on how to break this I have plenty of time thing down. Let's have segments for our tasks. Do you understand? Like, okay, I'm going to do this at a particular time. I'm going to do this at a particular time. And just break stuff down. So you know that you're doing them in phases, you're doing them in steps, you're doing them in segments and in breakout sessions and whatever description you like to give it, right? So another reason we procrastinate is because we think that, please, I beg, this thing is too boring. I have fun things to do in my life. Like, there's so much things that need energy, that will give me energy. Why do I have to sit with this boring thing? Imagine someone like me asking me to solve a math problem for you. Like, I don't understand why. Please, dear, I'll postpone it. In fact, I'll ask you, please, when is the deadline? When you give me deadline, I'll add an extra 2 months. Like, why am I solving a math problem? So the way out of it is that try to, like, have a plan and say, okay, yes, this is not going to be fun, but me, I'm going to introduce the fun to it, because yes, girl, I'm a fun human. And you realize that when you attack it from that point of view, you would have so much fun doing it. Another reason is perfectionist, guys. I'm in this WhatsApp group. In fact, I'm in the general WhatsApp group, and I'm in the perfectionist WhatsApp group. Like, if something is not perfect, I'm the last person you would find doing it. Do you understand? Like, I would be like, oh, this can be better. Ah, please, I don't want to push this kind of thing out. And people would be like, see, guys, I have realized that there is really no place called there. Do you understand? Like, every step is an achievement to get better. Every step is you moving forward to get better. Just make sure that you dot your I's, you cross your T's. Like, you have a standard that you have done, that you are following through. All right? And you really have no problem, because as you go, you get better with time. So, perfectionists like me, let's calm down and reduce the pressure we put on ourselves, and trust, and stop looking down on our work. Like, guys, people don't look down on us, but we are the ones who are always looking down on ourselves, right? So there's this part, the anxiety part. I don't know, for some reason we just like to be very anxious about stuff. I'm like, what is the reason? What is the matter exactly? Come on, this thing don't long. 7 minutes, 57 seconds. Ah, I gotta run. Okay, so, like I was saying, the anxiety part, like, we're just anxious. We're like, oh my God. Like, this happens when I have to do something. I just get anxious. And I'm like, no, guy, I can't be working with this kind of energy, all right? So, like, I just try to chill and give myself a realistic time that I can do it. And actually just realize that this is just an emotion. This is just anxiety. Like, dead it. So what I do is maybe try to look for comedy, fun stuff to watch, to listen to. Like, for example, before I got on this podcast, I didn't have energy to record anything, all right? But I went to one of my Instagram comedians, and then I watched their videos, and boom, the energy came. John Stand. So, guys, I hope that this has been a very helpful time for you. Like, it's almost 9 minutes. I hope that this has been really helpful to you. And let me know what you think. And if you are a procrastinator, what steps are you taking to be better? Let me know. Let's talk about this. Let's break down and murder and kill and finish this thing called procrastination. Okay, guys, thank you so much for listening. Remember, drop your feedback. That's where you're going to offend me. I will find you, and I'm going to ask for my feedback. Thank you, guys. Bye.